From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone and welcome to the Darling Downs Radio Club corner of Q News for the week beginning 5th of October 2025. Daylight saving has started in Oz, but doesn't stop in Europe until the 26th of October, and in North America it stops on the 2nd of November. Of course, none of this affects the way the bands behave, and as far as our experiments can confirm, daylight saving does not fade curtains or curdle milk, but it does make phoning interstate more confusing. Just a tip that all our dates and times will be in invariant Australian Eastern Standard Time, regardless of what everyone else is doing. Now, you should have received a newsletter from the club last Tuesday. If you didn't and you want to be on the list, let us know. If you want to get off the list, you also have to let us know that too. One day, all of that will be automated, but automation costs money and a few more members would help a lot. Hint, hint. But it's on the website if you go looking there. At the Darling Downs Radio Club, we're very focused on education and meetings over the next few weeks. So here are some dates for your diary, and everything is on the website, so you can check there if you miss any of the following. You might have missed a really good lunch yesterday, but keep an ear out for the next social event, which will be in December. We're planning a barbecue, possibly combined with a fox hunt. Watch this space. The next club member meeting is on Monday the 13th of October, when we plan to announce some very positive club initiatives that are in play, and our tech review will dissect the recently advised ACMA license conditions determinations. There was one for amateur licenses, there was another for citizens band operation, and they're both now in force. What do they mean to you? Join us and find out. There'll also be some general tech nattering, and we'll discuss an exciting development. The meeting will be in person, or the remote link is on the website in the calendar entry. The 18th and 19th October weekend plans for Jota and Jyoti are still being finalised with Toowoomba Scouts, but by the time this segment goes to air, we might have some arrangements locked down. We're well down the process of scheduling foundation licence training and examinations for the weekend, and while we're aiming at Scouts in particular, these sessions will be open to anyone. If you or someone you know wants to get started with a foundation license, and who doesn't, check the club website and send email to education@ddrci.org.au to get on the list. No obligation for asking. Speaking of which, last weekend, our club education officer, Dave, VK4JPS, supported a pre-JOTA foundation licensing course where 14 scouts successfully gained their foundation licenses. Our training program includes some hardware to get started and practical experiences to develop operating practice. We're being very POTA themed, and you should expect a Support Your Parks activity through the JOTA weekend. So, please support us and our students, and we look forward to hunting you through the JOTA weekend. Next month, on Monday the 10th of November, John, VK4JBE, joins us to bring you up to speed with understanding your EMR obligations and how a bit of EMR knowledge could actually help you with your neighbours. Finally, two other items we'll be discussing over the coming months, and I'll keep you informed here on Q News, so keep listening. Firstly, estate planning and bequests. It's probably not a surprise that even hams don't live forever, and I hope you've made a will. What you might not have done is specify what happens to your collection of gear. All that stuff falls into the category of possessions, and it's not part of your house or bank accounts. You can, for instance, specify that your possessions should be handled a particular way. Let the club know if we can assist. We're always willing to take donations or to help advise or assist with disposal of assets. Bear that in mind. The other thing is Q News. If you're part of a club and you're having a challenge getting info into Q News and you'd like some advice or guidance, drop me a line. We'd love to help other clubs get on air, and it's not hard. Secretary at ddrci.org.au will reach me. As always, all the info is on our website at ddrci.org.au, and these days we're loading more info into the calendar scroller on the homepage. Just click the left and right arrows to move through or let it whiz past. The choice is yours. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. 73 from John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.